and we're the only thing that exists is God. When a person goes out of, is able to strip away the I am, and come to the recognition that God is, then what he's able to accomplish is that he can make his selfhood, he can make his existence into a keli for the revelation of that truth and that reality. By stripping away the layers of the neshama, the layers, the nefesh, the guf, the nefesh, the bahamas, and the layers of the neshama, till you reach yechidah, and you come, and nothing else exists except God, now you could turn around and take all the other levels of the neshama, and the guf, and the nefesh, the bahamas, and make them into a keli for the revelation of yechidah. First you have to strip them away. First you have to say no to the fact that the guf insists that I am. The nefesh abahamas insists I am. Even the neshama, in a subtle spiritual way, proclaims I am. I am kedusha, I am elokos, but I am. Okay? To strip away the layer after layer of I am, to come to the reality that God is. The only existence. Once I reach that, then I can now take that reality and bring it down into Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh, Abahamas, and Guf.
So the guy who says, I am nothing, is a good way to start. He's a good place to start.
No. The guy who says, I am nothing, he's lost. Because his whole premise is, I am.
I am.
I am. And you're never going to help get a pastor because you, what are you trying to show him? You'll say, well, Jesus explains it, don't you? This guy said, aha, I told you I'm nothing. But no, no, no. You have to, the more you're going to try to, you'll try to teach, whatever you'll try to teach him, he'll fit it into his worldview, which is, I am nothing.
It's just, I am.
The whole purpose of Golos was in the Beis HaMikdash to people who realized, I am nothing. And they didn't just say it. Now, people who walk around saying, I am nothing, are full of hooey. Okay. But they're saying it, which is a madrega. But in the Beis HaMikdash, people said, I am nothing, and they meant it. They really experienced being nothing. They became so bubbled that they didn't take up space. Okay? But we needed Golos to be able to get past the I am nothing. I am nothing isn't good enough. Because I am nothing still starts with I am. We need Ein Oid Mulad. Nothing else exists except God. The only way you get past that is by taking that I am, blowing it up to this huge I am and scratching it. Not giving people a smaller I am, a smaller self-awareness, a big, overinflated, huge, massive self-awareness, and tell that person, now kvetch it a little bit. And once the person starts the process of kvetching it a little bit, then he's already experienced, I am not. God is. Once he can experience God is, then he can experience I am an extension of God. The I, whatever awareness I have, is a totally God-filled awareness. So not only is the Yechidah proclaim Ein Oid Mulvadeh, but the Chaya proclaims Ein Oid Mulvadeh, and the Neshama proclaims Ein Oid Mulvadeh, the Ruach proclaims Ein Oid Mulvadeh, the Nefesh proclaims Ein Oid Mulvadeh, the Nefesh Abahamas proclaims Ein Oid Mulvadeh, the Guf proclaims Ein Oid Mulvadeh, and the physical objects of the world proclaim Ein Oid Mulvadeh.
I think it's a process.
I'm saying it's a process. Well, this process is the process where we go from Pesach to Shavuos. That's the process. Pesach we say no chametz. No chametz whatsoever. None. Nothing. Not a drop. Not a drop of a drop. Not even some weird, freak, far-fetched concern that maybe the matzah, which is thinner than matzahs were ever made in the history of the world. They used to make thick matzahs, now we make thin matzahs, and even the thin matzahs maybe there's there's no muck in halacha to even worry that there's flour in it that wasn't baked, and we don't care, we're still, we're paranoid. that maybe there's a little drop of something somewhere, somehow, maybe, could be possibly, some freak accident happened, and maybe there's some chametz there. Okay? We got to see no chametz, only mas. The first thing is you got to take that yeshus and see, get at it. Clean it out. Only then could you start the process of Sfiras HaEmer and ultimately Shavuos, in which you could take chametz and serve God with chametz. Not just serve God with the yichid by throwing out all your chametz, but serving God with your chametz. That every aspect of your being proclaims Ein Eidlman. That the Chametz itself proclaims Ein Eidlman. That the Yesh HaNivra proclaims Yesh HaMiti, the true existence of the Eves.
Where do you see that? What, because in Shavuos you bring?
The Shtei HaLechem, which is Chametz.
But if he's no longer, if he's no longer he's doing Bitul Yeshim, or now he's transformed himself, then now he no longer He's no longer has that bitul anymore. But now he's expressing himself as a kedusha. So since
his reality is now, since he actually has reached a point where his reality is ein edmo bani, so now he's expressing that into every part of
but
himself.
It's still lacking. This is hafkad, and then Eskafi had a mile over hafkad. That Eskafi was a high level.
Yes. What are you going to do with keeping the mile of his Kafir. So the Rebbe explains how you could have his kafir even after you've already finished the job of his hafkadah. That is such a thing. The Rebbe explains that there's such a thing as that a tzaddik can say, the chazal say, that a person shouldn't say, I don't want to eat treif. I don't want it. But rather, you should say, I want it. But what could I do? My Father in Heaven has decreed that I can't. This is what the Rambam brings the Shemayna Prak. So the Zuchim Magid says that's not for people who've ever sinned. A person who's ever sinned has to get himself to the point where he doesn't want it, he hates it, he's not interested in it, he's sickened by the thought of it. He says, big tzaddikim who never sinned, they have to say, I want it, even though they don't really want it. They say, I want it, but what can I do? God doesn't. So the Rebbe says, in other words, they have to awaken a desire for that way. Right? They don't have one anymore. They got rid of the Yetzirah. So the Rebbe says, this is the ultimate Eskafia. This is the ultimate Eskafia. That even the Eskafia I'm doing, because the Eivishter wants me to do it. That's unbelievable. That's the ultimate Eskafia. Even the Eskafia, I don't even have the desire anymore. I reached a point where I don't have the desire anymore. Since the Eivishter likes Eskafia, therefore I will awaken in myself a desire so that I can crush it for the Eivishter, because that's what the Eivishter likes. So this is the ultimate Eskafia, that's the Eskafia of loss and love. Okay. But there is no Yetzirah anymore. But that's we're getting off
there. This thing of the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos, this is not the thing, this is not the basic Big Dash when they're saying, I know, it's a different level.
The ultimate, in its ultimate form, it's the ultimate saga of Shtei Lechem was supposed to be level of that my whole Metzius is.
It's not the Metzius they experienced in the basin Big Dash.
Did the people living in the basin Big Dash at the time that they brought the Shtei Lechem?
Right.
Experience. Did those who did that by the of Pesach and Sfiras HaEmer did to a degree?
No, we're saying
that Avodah has been going on all the time.
We said there was
just
a
constant
cycle. There was a chasar in the Madrega of those who said that I understand.
Relative to the capacity that we have to serve God with our mitzvahs, that we should reach such a state. So they could not reach the same kind of degree that we can, but on their level they also had such an experience,
right.
But it was still not quite it.
But on our level, so we can go this way, and then you have the big Matzias, you have the big Yeshua. After you reach the point, after the Sirius Omer, and you go above the Sirius Omer, the Shanun, and you go to Shelechem, that is even above their level of...
Absolutely.
Are you saying that the whole point of Hashem, like, making the so-called Yiridus HaDoros and us, you know, not having so much sensitivity to Elokus and becoming a big Yesh, in order that we could correct that,
that we could get past the I am.
So what's
a person who understands that I am nothing still can never really get past the I am. A person who thinks I am everything. What can I do? God says no. I got to listen to Him. And he questions himself. That person has the ability to get past the I am.
Once you did that, once you correct that, the idea is not to totally destroy that big Metzias that you have now.
Right. The idea is to do something even more awesome, which is
transform that whole giant thing.
Right. But before you transform it, you have to first knock it out.
Right.
First you have to knock it out. Only then could you transform. And even that, the power of transformation comes from above.
Wait, so like, would that be what?
It's really not something, because once you are not. Okay, then the kach to once again be, but to be a godly being, that comes from above. From your perspective, either I am or I am not.
How do you see that it comes from above?
Because that's it. From the way, either you experience yourself as I am, or you experience yourself as I am not. By you, being and not being is a contradiction in terms. The ability to be and not be at the same time, that comes from God. That's not a human capacity, to be and not be at the same time. That my being should proclaim not being, that is the fusion of opposites, which can only come from divine, which comes from God's very essence, the capacity to unite opposites.
It's our job to bring ourselves to that point where Hashem can give us that.
Right. I mean, ultimately, He gives us that, but when He gives us that, the fact is that that's a gift from Him.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't understand the whole analogy with matzah and like all these other things. What was the matzah part?
Matzah is bitl.
Matzah is the process we go through in order to knock out the yeshus that we have.
No, the process we go through to knock out the yeshus is Pedigas Chametz and Beer Chametz. And the process we go to bring in the Betel is eating matzah. So what's with Chassidim and Mishnah?
Good question.
The part is like this. The Mishnah is... What?
If they extinguish them, not avoid them.
Can I ask a question before you go on? You want me to ask some later? Later.
Sidon and Misnag, what's a Misnagin? What does it mean, the Misnagin Hashem B'Kirvacha? The Misnagin Hashem B'Kirvacha is not a mean, nasty, disgusting, low-life. Misnagin Hashem B'Kirvacha is a very from guy. Very, very learned, very from, very, profoundly affected by Torah and Musar ideas, and proclaims at the top of its lungs, I am nothing. The Misnagid Shabbat Kibbuch that says, I am something, I am somebody, I am... Okay, that we don't call the Misnagid Hashem B'Kirvacha, that we call the Goy Hashem B'Kirvacha. The Misnagid Hashem B'Kirvacha is the very frum, erlich, fafrumte voice inside you. If you ever hear, it's a funny thing. You see the Rebbe Rashab would make comments about his own frumkeit, that he got his frumkeit from the fact that he had a Misnagid one Altazay, the Misnagid. So he has, that's where he has his nervousness about diktuk b'mitzvahs. In those days, Misnagdim were not known for diktuk b'mitzvahs. Now it's come full circle, and the literature world has become much more. In those days, the Sanhedrin were not known for the addictive mitzvah. That was not what they were. Chassidim were much more known than the Sanhedrin for the addictive mitzvah. So when he would say that that's the misnagid that's in me, the point he's saying, you're talking about a guy that's learned and knowledgeable and knows and is a lump and is a guy and he's an anav. Not a bad guy, he's an anav and he's absolutely convinced that I am nothing. That's the misnagid Hashem v'kimcha. That's what we got a problem. We're competing with the guy that walks around and he has the Gemara 22 hours a day and he manages, and he lies down in front of the floor in the shul, he says, step on me, and he learns Musa and he cries and he doubts and he learns and he fat, whatever he's doing. He could be fasting and he could be doing all kinds of bamish, really heavy spiritual stuff. A guy who doesn't look out of his dalat amos, and a guy who doesn't, his mama, she's from like any. And why? Because he knows I am nothing. But his premise for his whole avodah is I am.
I am, but the nothing. I'm not, I am, but I'm not.
But his whole premise for whatever he is, something, nothing, most of them, in practical terms, most of the actual people who claim the name of Snagel for themselves are not walking around saying I am nothing. just a historical footnote. But the fact is our problem with the whole, you know, is the whole problem with the Misnagel is that the Misnagel says it can't be. I am nothing, but you can't tell me that I am not. You can tell me I am nothing, and I am thoroughly convinced that I am nothing, but you can't tell me that I am not. That I won't accept. If the world, the work I put into, to either become a something, or a nothing, for whichever one I'm working on, but I'm working to become a something, I'm working to become a nothing, but I am working to become, I am working to be. Some people who call themselves Snagel are working to be something. Well, I'm a great person. Some people are more spiritually attuned and they're working to be nothing, but I am working to be, and it can't be. I refuse to accept your version of reality. The version of reality that says, I am not. So you tell me, I come to you, I say, listen, everyone can serve God. You can serve God. So I say, no. Why? Because the basis of telling me that I can serve God is what? Based on the premise that I am not. And I can access now, I have the courage to access the Yechidus of HaNefesh and actually tap into the fact that I am not. I don't want that. I reject that. That's not possible. I reject it either. I may not say I reject it because I don't want it. I may say I reject it because I consider it philosophically impossible. My understanding of Kisvei Arizal and Kabbalah tells me that that's not possible. But whatever it is, my whole premise of Misnagdus is that what you're saying is possible is not. Because if it is, you better be out of the door. Either it am or it amn't. Either it is or it isn't. So the whole foundation of Snagus is, why are you putting the fresh ones in the shell? Put the next one. And then
the
crack.
I just want the shells on the table.
The shells on the table. Too holy, okay. Anyway. So the whole premise of Esnagdus is Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner is a tremendously great person. A person that worked on himself in ways that we can't even begin to imagine. Das mother, the yagia, the working on himself. We can't even begin to imagine what he worked on. Us little nobodies with super inflated egos, we can't begin to imagine what he was. We talk about the Vilna Gaon. What? We have no idea what the Vilna Gaon, who the Vilna Gaon is, what the Vilna Gaon is. But we know one little thing. But the whole basis of their opposition is based on the fact that it can't be. And I know that not only it can be, but I know for a fact that it is. I know one little secret that they don't know, that they reject, they don't want to know, which is that I am not. And that power, the power of I am not, the power of I am not enables me to do things, to go out there. If I am not, then if the Eibishter comes along through the Rebbe and tells me go out and conquer the world, go out and stand up in front of a crowd of 1,000 people and tell them, oh, Mashiach, go out and things, go out and come on the television, on the radio, go out there. So if I'm something, then I have to sit and figure out, am I enough of a something to do all of those things? If I am nothing, then I'm even more likely, I'm even less likely to do any of those things. But if I am not, and my whole being is nothing more than a vehicle to reveal God in the world, whatever God says, that's what I am. Because I, in and of myself, I am not. And therefore, I am everything. Because once I am not, I am whatever God makes me. As long as I am something, then I am only whatever I made myself. Because I make myself. I am. And as soon as I come to the conclusion that I am not, then I am whatever God makes me. So if God says, caravel, so I go out and I caravel. Why not? God can make me anything he wants. I am not. So God can do whatever he wants for me. God is everything. He's anything. He can do anything. Once God is making me over, once God is taking a not being, I am not. And once God is taking a not being and making it into a being, so he makes it into a being in the image of God. Whatever God is, that's what it is. So there's one, so Chassidus is all about positive. It's all about how awesome God is. And it's all about how awesome Tate is. And it's all about how awesome the Jewish Neshama is. But in order to key in to all that awesome positivity, you have one little problem. You have to get past the law. And the only way to get past the law is to crush it, to extinguish it, to step on it, to kick it, and say, loy, loy! No! I reject your rejection! Yes! Yes, 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 I say yes. And you have to say that to the Misnagim Shemek Kirvach. Because the Misnagim Shemek Kirvach learns the Sikha and says, this is not for me. This is for those, someone on a very high level. Someone who's big. Someone who's small. Someone who's round. Someone who's square. It's whatever it is, it's not for me. This Sikha, this Maima, this Hayra, it's not for me. Because I am something else. I am this. I am that. And therefore that, whatever it is, doesn't fit with me. That's the Misnagim Shemek Kirvach. I am a Pushtukai. I'm not Shaykh to such big things. That's the Misnagim Shemek Kirvach. Because if you recognize the truth that I am not, then if you are not, then whatever God wants you to be, you are. So God wants you to be a shleir, so you're a shleir. God wants you to be a lamdan, you're a lamdan. God wants you to be a reshamayim, you're a reshamayim. God wants you to be whatever he wants you to be. That's what you are. Whatever that is, he wants you to learn 3 prakim lamdan a day. He wants you to know 12 prakim tanya b'al peh. He wants you to, whatever he wants you. Whatever God wants me. That's it. I am not. If I am something, nothing, big, small, intermediate, then I have to see if Torah fits me. If I am not, then I am not. So whatever it is, that God wants, that's it. So I can do anything. So the one thing that the sign who can't stand is, how come Hasidim are so darn arrogant? They looked out on everybody else. Sorry. They're so convinced of the truth. And the way they walk around talking about Bittl and they look down on everybody. Doesn't make sense. The answer is, when you come to the, when you experience what it's like to live with I am not. Now you may not be a proper chassid. And you may not do it all the time. And you may not even do it half the time. You may not even do it 99/100 of the time. But you've had moments, where you realized you were standing in front of the Rebbe, you were standing, you got a dollar, you went to Maimon, you davened. So you had moments where you realized, I am not. God is, I am not. And if you haven't had those moments, and you meet a guy who says, I am something. You look at that person and you're like, you're not even sure what to think about them. And especially a guy who says, I am nothing. Just throws out a word. That guy is a real, I am nothing. And that's why you're not allowed to learn Chassidus. And you're not allowed to learn Talmud because you'll get brainwashed. That says, I am nothing. I only know what my Gedolim told me. I am nothing. Your problem is not your Gedolim. Your problem is I am. That's your problem. Forget the Gedolim. Don't blame it on them. You're going to hide behind your Gedolim. That's not the reason. It's not your problem. Your problem is not the Gedolim. The problem is that your Gedolim are something and you are something. I was talking to somebody who said to me, look, amateurs, to them there's no Gedolei Yisrael. They look down on everybody. Everybody is nothing. Everybody is a Balgaiva. Everybody's a... That's it. They think that the amateurs don't hold every Mishnah is regarded to be a Balgaiva and a Baltaiva. So you're totally corrupt. Who can even deal with people like that? So negative and nasty and down on people. I mean, this is what Chassidus is about. And the answer is no. The truth is, they're probably very great, wonderful people, and they probably have no gaiva. They probably even have a lot of anava. But that's also their problem. The problem is not that we don't recognize their accomplishments for what they are. Their accomplishments are wonderful. And if they write a good sefer, we'll learn it. Why not? Is there anybody is there any guy who wrote a decent sefer that his sefer is not allowed into is not brought into a Lubavitch yeshiva? Any guy who wrote a decent sefer, even if his personal beliefs are not Hasidic or against, even not a problem. His accomplishments, we recognize his accomplishments. He's great in learning, he's great paisik, he's a great lamb, gives good shiurim. Absolutely, that's wonderful, that's great. Now that we appreciate it even more. Because when you learn Chassidus, you know what Torah is. So you appreciate what it means to be mechaven la'alocha, or psak alocha. When you learn samach vav, so you know what it means to appreciate a psak alocha. You know what it means to appreciate a...
Just think that if it doesn't come from a Lubavitcher, then somehow, since it's not coming from a proper bittel, then...
The Alter Rebbe says, the Alter Rebbe said, there's a story that's brought in Reishma of Chasesis, that the Alter Rebbe paskins, when they get a certain prod and tefillin, he paskins not like the Shulchan Aruch, he paskins the same way that the Vilna Goyim paskins. In a certain prod in Hilchas Tefillin, the Alter Rebbe paskins not like the Shulchan Aruch, he paskins like the Groh. So the Baditcheva came and he asked him two kashas. One kasha is that we saw the tefillin in Shemayim and they're not written that way, the way you paskin. And the second kasha was that if the Vilna does a gepaskin, it's mistamen nishtrichtik.
As the Mitzvah said that.
Yes, the Mitzvah came to the Alter Rebbe and he said if the Vilna paskin that way, it's mistamen not correct.
That should pass it.
Why? Well, the Baditcher was the biggest Oyv Yisrael, was Malamet Schos on Yidden, that the Alter Rebbe was made, that in Shemayim was built a whole special Hechel as Schos. All Mikach, the Tfilos of the Baditcher, a whole new Hechel of Schos was opened in Shemayim. The Kach, the Tfilos of the Baditcher, and where do you get off the Baditcher was saying, and Alter Rebbe answered him that it says in Eicha, Hishlach Mishamayim Eretz to Pharisee Yisrael, that the Eivisha threw the glory of the Jewish people, which is the Torah, threw it down to the earth. Meaning that any person using human intellect who learns in a proper way who can actually be mechaven the correct halach. And he brought him Marias from Gemara where certain unsavory characters were came up with the right stock. Different chazals. So the question is, where's the Baditcher coming from? The Baditcher, the great Oy of Yisrael, the great, where is he coming from? They're asking that if the Vilna passes that way, it's Mustama not correct. And Alter Rebbe answers, no, it's possible that he should be Mechavan. Because the Baditcher is coming from saying like this, once it's possible to reach a state of awareness in which I am not, so once the Baal Shem Tov came along, it's possible to achieve that state. So now a person who makes it a shita to say, no, that is wrong, I am. A person who's learning is based on I am, so the Baal Shem Tov says, according to Allah. Once it's possible, once the Baal Shem Tov brought this revelation to the world, before the Baal Shem Tov came along, that's it, it wasn't accessible, it wasn't possible. Once the Baal Shem Tov came along and made it accessible that a person should experience, I am not. And that's where his limud haTorah should be coming from, and his piskei halacha should be coming from. I am not from I am. So any psak halacha that comes from I am is suspect. Even if it comes from I am nothing, I am zero, I am another incarnate. But the fact is, it's coming from I am. It is just something. It's been corrupted. That I answered no. The Abish gave the Torah down to the physical world, the physical people in the physical world, and therefore any Jew that learns Torah in a proper way, and because he really wants to know the Psak Halacha, has the power to achieve to be the correct Psak. And that's it. So even though Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't learn Chassidus, that didn't stop the Rebbe from sending people to Rav Moshe Feinstein for certain types of shaylas, that the Rebbe would refer always to Rav Moshe Feinstein. And the master, it's not coming from I am not. And if you read the Major Feinstein's biography, you can see that it's not coming from I am not. You can see the Major was very aware of who he is, who he was. He was a very unlovable Yehudi. He was a very unself-assuming person. He was very great in that way. I mean, considering, he definitely achieved a tremendous level of unlova according to Musa. He definitely achieved a tremendous state of I am of feeling like, you know, that's it. Everything he learned is really, you know, it's really a gift from Hashem, and it's not his own efforts, and he didn't take any credit for himself. And he's very unassuming, very, you know, unbelievably so. I mean, to the point that you read the stories and you have to be really, really impressed. You have to be really blown away by what this man accomplished. But the fact is, but the premise of his accomplishments was, I am. That's his premise. And that's his premise in all his writings, and all his talks, and all his statements. That's his premise. That's where he's coming from. And no one could blame him from coming from anywhere else. Because that's the most basic assumption of all of existence, is that I am. Until the Baal Shem Tov came along and revealed that there's an aspect of the Neshama, the Rebbe came and showed us that way of how to tap into access that part of the Neshama, which experiences the reality of I am not.
It seems like the previous Chassidim more experienced I am nothing as opposed to I am not.
Pardon?
It seems like the previous Chassidim until now experienced more I am nothing as opposed to I am not.
Well, everything's relative, but I mean the fact is that the lower you go, the less receptiveness and the less spiritual sensitivity there is, the more you're capable of experiencing I am not as opposed to I am nothing.
Right.
That's
right. It's not like that that there's a distinction here between the stam and normal, like Yetzirah, which a Jew, like as if not a fried Jew has, and
right.
then there's like the Snagu, which is like the firm Jew.
Right.
You don't... It seems like Dafka, you know, Dafka religious Jews have a snagit. The non-religious Jews, they don't have a snagit.
Right.
That's what he did with them.
Again, the answer is those aspects of things which clearly oppose Kedusha, which clearly oppose Torah, which clearly oppose mitzvahs, okay, is like the guy who says, I am great. I can sit with that guy and show him that he's got a problem in how he perceives reality. I can sit down. You give me a fryer guy who wants his cheeseburgers or his sports car or his he must take a shower on Shabbos or whatever it is that you know. So I sit down with the guy and I show him his way of perceiving reality is wrong. I can expose him to a new and different reality. I can invite him to my house for Shabbos. I can befriend him. I can do mitzvahs with him. I can do things with him. Expose him to a different reality in which you can make him reconsider his own reality. Fine. No problem. My problem is when I meet a guy who says, oh, you have nothing.
It's like the book the letters, it's like the book, the English book that came out about the Friedrich Rebbe's letter to his...
Okay, that's where he shows it in its most exaggerated form.
Yeah, exactly.
Where even the I am nothing is can be corrupted. In other words, even the I am the situation where the guy was screaming, I am nothing, and he wasn't even fooling himself. But I'm just saying, but there's people who sincerely, you know, mean I am nothing, sincerely are ready to make supreme sacrifices for Torah study and to learn in Kollel and to, you know, and they're really, really ready to make serious sacrifices because, you know, this is Torah and this is what they wish to, you know.
I mean, the way the guy broke him, I'm talking about the parish guy in making him chassidim, where he was like, he didn't have relations with his wife for many years, and he didn't eat peas because he might have worms in it, and the guy sat on a log with nails in it and taking
cotton. Okay, again, but those guys, some of those guys were delusionary. And so the Friedrich Rebbe brings these personalities as somewhat of caricatures.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you can't, and the fact, you know, you can't say that in certain ways the guy was probably more genuine and more sincere than the contemporary guy. In certain ways, you know, they were a little more delusionary because they were living alone in these small towns. They had no, you know, today a guy is in yeshiva, he's in yeshiva with 1,000 other guys. I mean, they're not, they have a little more of a sense of who, you know, a balanced sense of who and what you are. But you feel you're belonging to part of a movement, which is established for Torah, and we do everything for learning of the Torah and spreading, you know. And so what happens is, the thing that we're the most negative about, the thing that it comes out in a weird way, that the thing we're the most negative about is we're not as negative about things that are directly opposed to Torah as we appear to be about things which are as we appear to be alternate Torah lifestyles based on I am, because that is a much it's a much more subtle klipa, it's a much more subtle concealment of the ultimate true reality than Ein Oid Milvate, and therefore we have to put it under the microscope and blow it up and say no to that no. We have to, our job is to extinguish that no. So I recently was speaking to somebody who told me that they know that the Lubavitcher Rebbe can't be Mashiach. And how do they know that the Lubavitcher Rebbe can't be Mashiach? The Lubavitcher Rebbe once had a sicha about, after the events that happened in Williamsburg, the Lubavitcher Rebbe once had a sicha about the difference between Crown Heights and Williamsburg. The Crown Heights has streets with names like Union, and it's called Crown,
Kingston.
And it's names like Union, Kingston, which has to do with
President
Malchus,
Empire.
And President, which has to do with Malchus, and there's a whole sikh about Crown Heights. In Williamsburg, the street's called Lee, which is the selfishness and division, which is the guy says like this. He says, you know how many Erlich Yidden, how many Tzaddikim, how many wonderful Jews lived on streets like Lee and Division and Lee Avenue. So along comes the Rebbe, so this is Mashiach, the person who's supposed to unite the Jewish people, the person who's supposed to bring out the good in all people. This is Mashiach saying that the Lee and Division were because of a few hotheads. Few hotheads overreacted and did physical violence or something. Because of that, you discount all the tzaddikim and righteous people and Talmid Chacham that lived on Leon Division. That's it. Williamsburg was the center of Torah for years and years. And how could this person?
They say at 4 o'clock in the morning in Williamsburg, the buff and the brush were packed.
Well, especially the Sephardic community, the kind of chesed that's done in the Sephardic community is unprecedented in the history of the world, and the kind of it's unbelievable. I mean, so that's Mashiach. Mashiach is going. So the answer, and this is the answer to all the seemingly negative things that there are in the Hasidic folklore and the Hasidic, almost all the negativity that's in the Hasidic tradition is aimed at Misnagdim, at nothing else. Okay, I mean,
can you say that almost all?
In other words, this passing in certain eras where maskilim are an issue or tzayinim are an issue, there are some mentions of them, but nothing. I mean, but the overwhelming negative kind of statements that you find in it is about Misnagdim. By the way, not about relating to Misnagdim personally. Relating to Misnagdim personally, the Rebbe said that after he was saved from Petersburg, that he shouldn't even wink at our opponents. He shouldn't even whistle at them, or grind your teeth, or wink, or do anything that'll show like you're like, ha-ha. Al-Tareva did not endorse any kind of activity which was meant in any way to alienate or push off Misnagdim as individuals, as people. When the Chassidim came crying to Al-Tareva that was suffering from the Anoshim Pshutim of the Misnagdim, that the simple Misnagdic Jews are persecuting us. Al Rebbe said that the Baal Shem Tov loved simple Jews. That was Al Rebbe's response. He didn't say, get them back. Al Rebbe said, you're being persecuted by simple Jews because they, obviously the simple Jews were just following their leaders. They're just doing, Al Rebbe said, the Baal Shem Tov loved simple Jews. That was the response. The response was not, we're not looking for fights, to actually get into fights, unless it's the situations where you can't avoid it. You're pushed to have to fight for your life. I mean, like where they're trying to be mazik, they're trying to harm the work that Chabad is doing, or they try to harm the people, or they try to harm the yeshivas, or they try to harm. So sometimes, unfortunately, you're forced to react, to respond. But so where is all this? The only place of negativity in Chassidus is this point, because that's what the Mezitcher Maggid told Al Rebbe. Eish Tamid Tugad Al Mizbeach Leisichva. Your job is to extinguish the light. The danger of all of these alternate tzaddikim, chlomdim, the problem with Leon Division is not the problem with Leon Division Avenue is not the hoodlums. The problem from that came from Leon Division doesn't start with the hoodlums. They're a symptom of the fact that the tzidkus and the lomdus and the chesed and the that comes from Leon Division is based on ayah.
That is
in the lowest form, in the lowest form of I am, is chutzpah.
That's what they said.
In other words, the same lie, the same no, which the guy, the tzaddik, the lamdan, that is his lie, he makes with his nose. Chabad, chassidus. No. That no, that no of these people translated it by the extremists, by the hotheads, that no meant beating up anybody who's trying to teach Chabad. But it starts with the no, with the lie. The lie of the Misnagdim. The lie of the Misnagdim comes from the fact that the Rambam Paskins and the Mesillas Yesharim says you must learn Torah and do mitzvahs based on self-centered motivation. Only singular, unique individuals will ever serve God without ulterior motive. And from 99.999% of people, according to the Ramchal, shouldn't even bother trying. That's the premise. That's the premise. So when you have people who come, who follow a way of life which says that Chassidus has been forgotten, this old Sadhguru ever wrote that Chassidus has been forgotten, and in the schools where they learn, these are beautiful, magnificent stories. These were amazingly great people who we don't even begin to have any inkling of an iota of a glimmer of a concept of their greatness. They look at it, but their whole premise is that it's not, that its relevance to today is severely limited. And Chabad is coming along saying, no.